Our mother in the movies. Surely you must have noticed in Disney movies, along with the catchy songs, all the dead mothers. Mother of Ariel killed by pirates. Mother of Bambi shot by Hunter. Mother of Belle died from plague. Mother of Nemo eaten by Barracuda. Mother of Tarzan killed by a leopard. Mother of Quasimodo killed protecting her son. Mother of Cinderella dead. Mother of Pocahontas dead. Mother of Snow White dead. Suspicious, don't you think? Such a stunningly high rate of maternal mortality in one subdivision? It cries out for an investigation, which is why I did one. And here are my findings. We are the guilty party, you and I, and our ancestors way back before a camera was even a flash in someone's dream. The storyteller of the tribe is a medicine man to our psyches and knows our substrata terrors and our needs, and draws them into words. And sometimes, if we are lucky, brings remedies. As in this case, the tale of the missing mother and the miserable patriarchal family. Here we are in the dark, popcorn in hand, gathered before the large and flickering fire we call a screen, ready for a brilliant show and tell. Actually, two stories to tell today, the better to demonstrate, my dear, this pandemic malady of ours on a split screen, which you can do because this is the movies, and which I can do because this is a poem. Shh, Act One, The Motherless House. Screen one. Captain Von Trapp, military man of Austria, keeps order with whistle. Mother dead, seven children, good little soldiers, sad, sad, sad. Screen two. Mr. Banks, agent of Fidelity Fiduciary, lord of his castle. Mother out marching for votes for women. Two children, Jane and Michael, sad, sad, sad. What can help but heaven? And heaven opens. Down from the hills comes the aproned woman of song with the holy name of Maria, sent by God and the mother abbess to set the family right. And simultaneously, down from the London sky by umbrella comes the woman of magic with the holy name of Mary, sent by God and the east wind to set the family right. I know. For a minute there, I was believing that Julie Andrews was actually our heavenly mother. But no, just one of her beautiful daughters who got two fabulous roles. Act two. The woman turns things upside down. The Von Trapp children climb trees, verily the tree of life, and warmth and music return to the home and a smile to the lips of the captain. How do you solve a problem like the goddess? You marry her in a grand cathedral blessed by nuns and bring healing into the family, mortal and divine. And she fortifies the captain in his courage to say no to the fatherland, no to the motherless house of the ultra-patriarchal brown shirt Nazis. And simultaneously, Poppins unleashes her magic. A lullaby, a spoonful of sugar, and a trip to make-believe where we levitate and love to laugh and step in time with chimney sweeps and see that Mary is indeed practically perfect every day and in every way. And we want to feed the birds with our tuppence rather than invest in incorporations, amalgamations of the highly patriarchal Fidelity Fiduciary Bank. Act three, the healed family rises. And now in this dark theater, we celebrate as we see our way, feel our way, with the family Von Trapp, stumbling and rising, climbing, climbing the high green mountain, up, up, closer, ever closer to heaven. And look, the Banks family flying the kite repaired by father's own hands and trailing mother's votes for women banner, useless now except as a tail to stabilize the kite as it rises up, up into the blue and white sky. And our communal psyche, stirred by the storyteller of the tribe, whispers to the full theater, yes, yes, something holy just happened here. Wholeness and holiness happened here.